ערב טוב רבותיי. Okay. So tonight this mamash happened 15 minutes ago. So it's out of the press and I said this is something the talmidim need to know. Bin halakha bin musar. Because you know everything that happens in our lives is a Kadosh Baruch Hu speaking to us. You know that. Even though there's no overt, you know, there's no open nevuah anymore, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a little mini bites of nevuah through the things that occur in our lives. Zeyadua. And to go through life and watch all of the occurrences and all of the things that happen and not to focus on it, to say, oh, you know, it just happened, just that. That's like, it's a, well, coincidence is kfira. But you have to, no, the rant is big enough even without the fuel. Watch. Anyway. So tonight I wasn't feeling well. I wasn't feeling well so much the whole week. Maybe a virus or whatever. I usually thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I usually, because my immune system is so shot by not sleeping and overworking and whatever, by the end of Chodesh Elul, beginning of Tishrei, I usually get sick Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And this year, Baruch Hashem, Chalak Chalak, Ishtabach Shemo. So I was thinking, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not getting a cold or, you know, sick or whatever during Aseret Emet Teshuvah. But I feel like I'm coming down with something. Okay, b'seder. I had a chatuna tonight. Siman tov, mazal tov. B'seder. I don't usually go. Unless it's somebody close, I'm just for the chuppah, whatever. Because it throws off everything. Throws off my daf and my night seder and my schedule. But b'seder. Somebody from the keilah. He asked me very much. It would make him happy to be there. I'm not feeling well. I said, listen, I'm going to go to Bim Sameach Oto. He calls me, he tells me, what kibud can I give you? What kibud? I said, you know, this is, if you know me, this is classic me. Don't, no kibudim and no marching. Give it to the people who really need it and who, you know, really deserve it and might be offended otherwise. I'm none of the above. I don't need it. I don't deserve it. And I definitely won't be offended. You know what I'm saying? Come say mazel tov, shalom, shalom, ciao. You know what I'm saying? Now, au revoir.
There you go.
That's good. Represent. Anyway, yeah.
Literally everyone is deserving to say the exact same thing. I don't want it, give it to someone else.
Yeah. Default to Maor. Anyway, the kids are... No. Anyway, so... It worked. So, Mikol Makom, he says a few days ago, he says, I want you to be Ed Kiddushin. Ed Kiddushin, whoa. People don't realize, in the, you know, there's like this, there's like a supposed, imagined order of Hashivut in the order of the Kibbudim of a wedding, where Mesader Kiddushin is on top and then Kriyat HaKetubah. There's like this imaginary Kavod order by weddings, and then there's the halachic kavod order. Do you know what is the most important halachically, you know, the most chashuv kibud that you have at a wedding? Is the Ed Kiddushin, because nothing else needs kashrut. A mesader Kiddushin is just saying a barachah leotzi otei dechovah. Yeah, he's got to make sure it works, whatever. But I don't know how, again, throughout Am Yisrael's history, mesader Kiddushin was used. By the way, the Rambam in Ilchot Kiddushin, Tzigmarah, back in the day, the Pitchei Tshuva talks about this in Ilchot Kiddushin as well. There didn't used to be a Mesader Kiddushin, you know that? Mesader Kiddushin didn't exist. The Chatan made the Brachot on his own. Yes? The first two Brachot, Vagefin, Nasher Kiddushan, Vitzivenu Ala Arayot, Vasalem Tarusot. The Chatan used to read that on his own. That's his Bracha. It's a Birkat HaMitzvot. He's doing it, he's saying the Bracha before he makes the Mitzvah of Kiddushin, before he's Mekadesh Taisha. So what happened? No. What happened? What happened was that people started knowing less and knowing how to read less and just everything less. And because of that, the Chachamim were concerned, just like, by the way, back in the day, you see clearly in the Gemara Masechet Megillah, there didn't used to be this idea of Baal Kore or Kore Batorah. Who is the Baal Kore? Whoever got the Aliyah, if you're Ole, there were, on Shabbat, there were 7 Korim Batorah. Biyom Chol, there were 3. Everybody who got an Aliyah used to go up there and just read. Why? Because everybody was just proficient, the way it should be. And then, you know, stuff happened, you know, throughout the generations, and people became less and less and less proficient. And if you would have one person reading, and then another person not, and whatever, and it gets a little bit embarrassing. Shelo levayesh et misha'en, so the Chachamim made a Ba'al Koreh, to read all of the Aliyot, and then what? Just the Oleh should read along quietly. Same thing with the Mesadir Kiddushin. Not all of the Chatanim, or many of the Chatanim didn't know how to read the Bracha, and whatever. Sometimes forget about the Bracha, they can't even say, Areat Mikudeshet Li, there's Alechan Shulchan Aruch about that, you know that? If a Chatan went to Yeshiva and he doesn't know how to say, Areat Mikudeshet Li, B'taba'at Zokedat Moshe V'Yisrael, שיתבייש לו. מה זה? What are you doing in Yeshiva for 10 years? מה עשית? Didn't go to Yeshiva, I understand. There's Alechan Shulchan Aruch, that the Mesadir can tell him, you tell him word by word, הרי, הרי, את, את, מקודשת, and then when it gets to me, מרן says, hey, Mr. or Rabbi Mesadir, why are you saying Li? It's Lo. But then if you say Lo, he's going to say, Abalagan. So what are you going to do? So Maran says he should say Lo, Li, Bisafarafa. Meaning, Hare, At, Mikudesh, Li. Like, meaning, to make a facial contortion, or to make a tone of voice that shows that it's not really for him. He's just, you know, he's helping the guy parrot. Okay, Besedir. That's where Mesadir Kiddushin came around. It didn't even used to be a thing. There are, by the way, some schools of thought, even nowadays, those who come from Yeshivat Kisei Rachamim, Rav Mazuz's yeshiva, until today, they don't have Mesadir Kiddushin. Their minhag is to, every chatan says the brachot on his own. Not to be confused with the Sheva Brachot. Not to be confused with the seven brachot afterwards. Those bedavka are not that's the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Arambam. He would say that Rabbeinu Avraham would say that his father used to get upset when the chatan would read the Sheva Brachot to himself. He says that's inappropriate. Those brachot were meant as a shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the chatan v'kala. Those are davka supposed to be read by other people, not by chatan v'kala. But I'm not talking about the Sheva Brachot, which is called the Sheva Brachot after Birkat HaNisu'in. This is Birkat Chatanim or Birkat HaErusin, technically should have been recited by the Chatan, but then there's this notion of Mesadir Kiddushin which came out, and the minhag is to give it to Adam Chashuv, a Rav, Rosh Ka'al, Mashu. Seder? But, halachically, and, you know, I don't like being an id because it requires kashrut and you have to be chozer b'tshuva. It's a lot tzchok. If you look in Siman Lamed Bet, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Alet, in Shulchan Aruch Hoshem Mishpat, you see dine edut, what it takes for an id to be kasher, what it takes to be... It's much easier to be an id pasul than it is to be an id kasher. You know that? It's a lot tzchok. So I try to shy away from him, but he asked me, please, and he says, there's another Rashiva Zeh. He says, I want you to be id kiddushin. So, beseder. I said, okay, in Baya. Again, not for me. Not for me. Just for him. Lechabed oto. You know, in life sometimes, Ritzono shel Adam zeo kvodo. You know, sometimes by acquiescing, you have to know if Dessler has a essay about this also in Mikhtav Meliyahu, sometimes taking is giving. Usually, giving is giving. But sometimes in life, taking is giving too. You have to know sometimes how to take. Whether it's a kavod, or a gift, or whatever it is, sometimes you have, not always, because then it looks like you're running after it. So don't mooch. Don't moftchor. I'm saying, stay away from it. But what? Sometimes, sparingly, take. If it's going to be mechabed de ben adam. Okay? I get called up. Beseder. As soon as I got called up with this other yeshiva, Adam Chashuv, Rosh Shiva, Tamid Chacham, as soon as I got up there and we start, you know, getting ready to work, quote unquote, you know, at that point the Mesadir is prepping the Chatan, taking out the ring, Shaveh Pruta, you know, all of the things that are done prior to the actual Netinat HaTabat, I start hearing grumblings from the photographers. You ready? Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to say what Aida because that would constitute Lashon Hara. But the photographer starts like, I can't describe it with any other word than barking. You're blocking, I'm not going to say what language, whatever, but he's like, you're blocking the father, you're blocking the Chatan Vekala. So we try to scoot over a little bit, but you know that the Edei Kiddushin have to have a good shot too. You know that. They have to see the Chatan, and the Kala, and his hand, and her hand, and the ring, all at once, and be able to hear the words coming out of his mouth by looking at him. You know, Zalapashut. So, the barking continued. This was as the Misader Kiddushin was saying the bracha, he was singing. I turned around quietly. I whispered to the photographer. I mean, there was a team. So this was the head photographer. I whispered to him. I said, listen, let me explain something. You know, especially when I'm working and something needs to get done halachically, don't bother me. I didn't tell him like that. I said, listen, if we're not here, I said, if you're not here, they're married. If we're not here, they're not. Perspective. He's like, what do you mean? They're paying, they're this. I said, I know they're paying, but this is where we need to be positioned to see so that they're married. And I said, at this point of the chuppah and of the wedding, I told them that the pictures are the lowest priority on the totem pole right now. The lowest. There cannot be any lower priority than your photographs right now. That's okay. Anyway, kids are... Huh? Yeah. I told him it's not chashuv right now. So the grumbling continued. And then the Misadir finished the bracha. And now for the Edim, it's showtime. Because after you finish the bracha, you got to watch the chatan actually do the ma'aseh netinat ha-kiddushin. You got to watch it, whatever. As the chatan's holding it and he's saying it and whatever, and we're looking, the barking starts up again. Now this is crunch time. You know, this is ma'aseh ha-kiddushin. This is where you need aidut. And there's barking. And as the barking continues, like, oh, I can't see your blood. And I'm trying to listen to the words of Ara'at Vizeh. It's like, my back is to, you know, to that team. I go like this. Just, you know, as a signal to... But they didn't... I was struggling to hear every word. Every word. And then, afterwards, I was frustrated. I probably shouldn't have been, but I was frustrated because, you know, everybody has to know their place. You know what I'm saying? Not enough that you're not from and you're speaking to a Rav and whatever, but you're being disrespectful. And afterwards, I turned around to the guy and I told him once again, I said, let me explain something to you. I said, you know, the job of a professional photographer knows how to do his job without bothering anybody and without being felt. A real photographer knows how to do his job without his presence being noticed. You know that? Get in, get out, do your thing, find your angle. You're making a spectacle at a chuppah and being mashpin rabbanim. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you even doing? He's like, no. He tells me back, at the chuppah. He's like, real professional rabbanim know how to do their jobs without getting in the way of the photographers. Huh? Yeah. Unfortunately. Anyway, Bekitzer, I look at him and say, you are one chatzuf. Yeah. Huh? It is comical. And this is happening under a chuppah. It's funny because I don't think anybody else caught what was going on. The other Shiva was Ashkenazi, didn't really speak the language, so he didn't really get it. So I was dealing with it so that other people wouldn't. I can take the abuse. I can deal with it. But the whole thing, I said, after he said that, I said, first of all, you're a chatzuf. Let's just get that straight for a second. Second of all, I want you to know something. This is what I told him. I said, for you, it's all about the money. You is all about the money. The difference between me and you is, for me, it's not about the money. You know why? Because they don't pay me. Therefore, my job is innately more important than yours because I'm doing a service that gets them married and they're not paying me, which makes it more chashuv than yours. He kept on grumbling, whatever, and then I just left. And then I had to drive back to Night Seder. That was that. And I'm thinking to myself, Ribon HaOlamim, where have we gotten? I was trying to pull out all my Reb Lev Yitzchak, you know, tricks to be Melamed Zchut al Am Yisrael, you know what I'm saying? Probably had a rough night. And, you know, who knows, his wife probably screamed at him today. Who knows what? You know what I'm saying? I don't know what. Can you imagine if he talks like that when he's on duty at his job? Can you imagine how he speaks at home? Can you imagine how he's... How does a person allow himself? Now, another, I didn't want to tell him, but, you know, when you're performing, especially in your job, in your duty, that's your business card. How you act, how you behave, especially in your professional capacity, is your number one business card. How are you not afraid that this is going to be, that this is not going to be pogay on your parnasa? Do you not stop and think for a second? Don't you think that people have networks? Don't you think that there's word of mouth? Don't you think that people can see? I tried to keep it hush-hush, but he was barking. Don't you think this is going to cause you to lose business? I don't know exactly who you think you are, but what has the world come to? And it's funny because I've spoken to other Rabbanim before, Mesadre. I was in the Mesadre, but when I am Mesadre, I was on the receiving end because I was directly between him and the, you know, Chatan Bekala or the family, because I was an Ed, you know what I'm saying? But the amount of chutzpah, you have to know where you are. A chuppah is makom kadosh. There are holy things happening here, and you're getting it. You are just there to capture the moment. But it's true, by the way. A real baal melacha, not only in photography, in any melacha, knows how to work without making noise, knows how to work without tooting his own horn, and without work, execute, do the best you can, get the job done quietly. That's a professional. And it works like that, by the way, in Torah as well. Learn, accomplish, grow, do gminut chasadim, you know, embody yirat shamayim quietly. Don't get in anybody's way. You don't have to talk, and you don't have to make noise, and nobody's got to know what you accomplished, and how much you learned, and how much tzedakah you gave, and how nice you were, and what gminut chasadim you did, and whatever. Not only that, Baalei HaMusar say, it's brought down in the Zohar and other sources, the more a person's ma'asim tovim, the more a person's Torah and mitzvot and ma'asim tovim are public knowledge, and he gets kavod for them, the less sachar you get ba'olam ha'emet. Because kavod and whatever, I'm not saying it's exactly, you know, analogous to what happened there, but to me, that's what I walked away with. Don't make noise. The most dangerous fighter jets? You know which ones the most dangerous fighter jets in the military are? Stealth. Stealth bombers. You know what those are? They're quiet. They don't make noise. They can't be picked up by radar. Mamash, you can't even pick them up. They swoop in. They swoop out. Look what happened in Iran. They destroyed their whole infrastructure. I think there were 200 planes, 200 Israeli planes that took part in that operation. Stealth. Tavo, drop the bombs and bounce. You know who the pilots were? You have any idea? No, I, yeah. Well, no. Huh?
I heard some were Iranian people.
What, the pilots?
Yeah, some were Iranian Jews.
Oh, really? But I'm saying, how come they're not all over the news, all the pilots of those things and all the commanders, whatever? Nobody knows. You know why? There's a pasuk in Mishle. Kavod Adonai haster davar. You know what the kavod of Hashem is? Keeping things quiet. The more important something is, the quieter it is. You know that? The Gemara says a very interesting mashal. Istriya bilgina kish kishkarya, which means, you know the Gemara? You have a tzedakah box, a pushka. When does a pushka make the most noise? Empty or full? You put one coin in a pushka, ooh, you know, especially the people who go around during the shtah, tah, woo, makes tons of noise. But when a pushka is full, you shake it, you can't hear anything. Somebody who's full inside doesn't have to make a lot of noise. Somebody who's empty inside, everybody's got to hear him, everybody's got to know about him. The louder a person is, the more, I'm not talking about personality, I'm talking about boisterous, and people have to know, and he has to show off. Empty, 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 miskin. Miskin, you're empty, rahmanut. Come, give me a hug. Yeah? Anytime somebody does that, the more noisy they are, you need a hug? Kacha. Why? Because people who don't need a hug, they're quiet. You ever heard the term silent but deadly? Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, Gam evil mecharish lechacham yechashev. If a fool is sitting, let's say, he's sitting besod tzaddikim, he's sitting with a lot of tzaddikim, the chachamim, rashi yeshivot, poskim, dayanim, and a fool, mamash amaretz midoraitim midrabbanan, he's sitting there, and he's silent. And there's a conversation and learning, they're talking bepilpul, vizeh, and the fool is sitting there nodding his head. You know, he's sitting there. What do they think about him? Chacham. What is the fool's downfall? The second the fool opens his mouth, done. You can just the first word that comes out, tipesh. Keep your mouth shut. If you keep your mouth shut, the perception of you is going to be a chacham. Why did you open your mouth? Chamor. Sometimes even the chamor shel Bil'am spoke dvarim shel ta'am. You tell me, you know, from some tipshim. Why did you open your mouth? That was the moral of the story. First of all, that's what I took. Everybody has to know their place. I don't care who you are, I don't care how professional. Know where you are, who you're talking to, Derech Eretz, what kind of thing is that? So you're chiloni, so you don't have to... If you're a chiloni, hired to be a photographer at a firm chasana, you should have enough brains to realize that you should be mechabed rabbanim when you come, no? That's number one. And number two, be professional enough that you don't have to get in everybody's face, oh, I'm a photographer, move, bah, bah, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what I'm saying? You ever see paparazzi? They don't move anybody. They don't. What do? They take a million different shots from different angles, and then afterwards, when they develop it, they sift through the best shots. Boom, and they get it. Nachon? Like my own. Anyway, the kids are jack of all trades. Mikol makom ze. It was a big musar skin for me. Not the busha. The busha is good. The Ramak writes in Tomer Devorah, the best kind of kaparat avonot that a person can get is busha. You know that? Doesn't cost you money, doesn't cost you health, doesn't cost you time away from Torah and mitzvot. The best kaparat avonot is busha. That's one thing. But what kind of world do we live in that people just bark? It's not a thing. If I was the... Again, you have to be careful. You don't want to be pogan the parnasah of another Jew. But if I saw something like that, if I witnessed something like that, a photographer working, even if he was the best photographer, I wouldn't hire him. You can never have siyata dishmaya with anything that you do with a person who doesn't have midot tovot. Rav Chaim Kanievsky was once asked, there are two doctors, a person was not well, and there were two doctors that he could go to get treated by. One was the very best in his field. Mash, the very best. But his midot were terrible. It was gavtan, ka'asan. Terrible midot. The other doctor was extremely professional as well. Maybe not the best in the field, but one of the best. But midot tovot. Anav. Soft-spoken. Yireh shamayim. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, alav shalom, told this this is the way I read the story, he told him to go to the doctor that has midot tovot. Why? It didn't say in the story if he was frum or not. We're just about the midot. Because anything that you do in life, any ba'al melacha will always have more atzlacha when he has si'ata dishmaya. And si'ata dishmaya you get when you have midot tovot. You understand? Kadosh Baruch Hu made him all sorts of different cheshbonot. It could be for many different reasons. Kach, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu kach ichlit that he should be the best. Huh? Midot mushchatot. I want to tell you a story. And with this, I'll end. It was good. I got. Was it worth the clickbait? Baruch Hashem. At one time, I had a about 6 years ago, I had my thyroid removed. I had a machala in my thyroid, Baruch Hashem, they caught it early, and I had it removed by a surgeon. Anyway, the surgeon is so sweet, so anav. He's Jewish, not religious, but whatever. Mount Sinai, he's the head of the department. But by the way, by doctors, especially, you know, big hotshot doctors, it's lo pashut to find doctors like that. But he was. Before the surgery, I remember when it was July 11th, 2019, was my surgery. And I, pre-op, before the surgery, and I had to get into scrubs and, you know, be wheeled to the room. The doctor, the surgeon, came in to see me right before the thing. It was nice. He says, don't worry, it's going to be good. Is there anything else that you want to ask or want to tell me, any concerns you want to share before we put you under? I said, yes, I'd like to tell you something. He says, okay. I said, I want you to know that as much as I trust you and I'm confident in you and I think that you're a consummate professional and I'm literally putting my life in your hands, but I want you to know that you're only an emissary. You are only a messenger of God Almighty who will be there to guide your hands. For all of your medical knowledge and everything, without God's intervention and being there and watching over you and directing you to make the right moves, I can't trust in you at all. He looked at me, his eyes, it's like, what did you say? I said in a sweet way, I said, I trust you and I have the utmost esteem and respect for you as a doctor, but you and your entire staff, and of course me, we're all in the hands of God. He looked at me and said, thank you. That's what I told him. Before they put me under, the anesthesiologist was a goy. I said, do me a favor. I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows? You know, there's an eight sakana. I said, before you put me under, give me a few second warning. I want to say a prayer. I want to say Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem before I went out. So he says, okay. They started the anesthesia. I saw they started putting in the thing, and I start saying Shema, boom, 2 seconds I was at. I woke up, that's the first thing I thought. Is it a Shah? I asked him, give me a 5-10 second warning so I can say Shema Yisrael Kum Ben Adam. Why didn't you let me say Shema Yisrael? Why? Lama? Zegavtan. He thinks, oh, the prayer is nothing. Shtuyot, let's just get him under. The first doctor, when I told him, the surgeon, when I told him this thing, Kibel, he understood that Shaliach Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the difference between Gaavtan ve'anav. That's the difference between Midot Tovot and Midot Mushchatot. You understand the difference? Ah, some Jewish guy, some fairy tale prayer that he wants to. Mishaluch, I didn't ask you to sign off on my prayer. Miata bichlal. I wanted to pray to Melech Malchei HaMelachim. Miata. You understand? Midot Rabbi Yisrael. That's the idea. Laila Tov.